Who to trust? Trust and its consequences. Self-preservation is a powerful force in nature, but it is also a powerful force in society, including government, bureaucracies, corporations, actually every organization. We are seeing in our society the sacrifice of truth in the interest of self-preservation. God forbid, yes, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you might be justified in your sayings and might overcome when you are judged. Romans 3:4. We all have a need to trust others. Being able to trust others relieves us of stress and frees us up to focus on other things. Somebody once said, trust, but verify. This is a wise warning, but it also involves stressing more or less and spending time checking out the one you are to trust. Why is the saying a wise one? Because you really can't fully trust anyone or anything. Eventually, people will let you down. Eventually, things will let you down. So how do we get the benefits of trust without its disappointments? We were created to be in relationship with God. He created us. He redeemed us. He lives in us. God is faithful. He cannot lie. He is love. He is all-powerful. He is the greatest giver. God is altogether trustworthy. Jesus commanded us to have faith in God. He was telling us to trust God with every aspect of our lives. So cautiously trust men and things, but totally trust God. He will work all things for your good, even when men and things let you down.